Good morning to you. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Morning News. Counter Bonacquesti here. Your news today brought to you. Let's do this. Hi, good morning. Thanks for starting your day with
how
the 1110
are you?
KBND Morning News. We are here today. It's middle of the week already. Can you believe it? Hey, your local news today is brought to you by the Redmond Chamber Central Oregon Business Expo. There's still time to be an exhibitor. Act fast. Contact the Redmond Chamber of Commerce today. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We're off to a rollicking start this morning.
We are. Let's move on to the news, shall we? The 41-year-old missing Lapine man has been found alive and is now at St. Charles Medical Center in serious condition. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Deputies found Clayton Lichtenhahn in the Twin Lakes area 15 miles west of Lapine Tuesday afternoon. He had apparently crashed his ATV in the Twin Lakes area. Lichtenhahn's wife had reported him missing when he did not return home by the early morning hours Tuesday morning after taking off on his ATV Monday afternoon. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Oregon judicial advocates are nervously watching the budget cutting in Salem. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams has that story.
The first budget proposal was to close almost half of the 887 secure beds for the highest risk youth in the state.
If we're closing this many beds, we most likely would be stepping some youth down from the correctional facility to residential beds and then moving some youth from residential back to the community. Bottom line is we're going to have more higher risk youth in the community.
Oregon Youth Authority's Donna McClung says the governor has since reconsidered and added 200 beds back into the budget. She says Deschutes County is among a consortium that shares 79 beds with 17 counties. McClung doesn't know what the final number will be, but says counties are going to have to sharpen their pencils and consider cost-effective alternatives for the less violent offenders. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Governor Kitzhaber asked the legislature to get on board with his plan to overhaul the state education system. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports.
The most recent budget proposals fund schools at the same level as the past couple years. Governor John Kitzhaber asks teachers, students, and parents to hold on as the legislature revamps the system.
We are going to be in a position where we can gradually begin to reinvest in our system of public education, but it has to be a new system.
Dina Helms, a teacher in the Reynolds School District, likes the governor's plan to create a streamlined proficiency-based system that moves students from early education to K-12 and college without hiccups.
And that will mean that I will have students who will be more engaged in their work and be able to go on to be the people that they need to be.
Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And drivers in Southwest Washington may run into a roadblock. 1110's KBND Mary Lose has the details.
State Route 4 west of Kelso is blocked with a landslide. Abby Russell with WashDOT says crews haven't been able to start removal work because material is still coming down.
Geotechnical experts are coming down from Olympia to take a look at it and assess whether our crews can get in there and start cleaning it up.
Since both lanes are blocked, she says anyone headed eastbound can take the Wekiacum Ferry to get around it.
We are picking up the tab for the Wekiacum Ferry from Puget Island to Westport, Oregon.
Another option from Oregon is to take Highway 30 all the way to the Astoria-Megler Bridge. Russell says there's no time estimate on when the highway will reopen. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Dr. Michael Newman has been a doctor in Washington, D.C. for decades and has seen a lot of changes in medical care. Living in the nation's capital, he has participated in many discussions on health care reform. He brought his knowledge to Central Oregon this week. 1110's KBND Kelly Blyer reports.
Dr. Newman spoke to the Central Oregon Medical Society Monday night about what the upcoming changes in healthcare may mean for them.
It's a step in the right direction, but it's just the first step. And every legislative process goes through an evolutionary phase, back to the point of the limitations of Social Security or the introduction of Medicare and now how Medicare has evolved. So this is just the beginning. And I support that beginning because it's going to be good for people in terms of availability of care, and it's going to result in better care of our country, and it's going to help with the economic challenges that we're facing.
Dr. Newman says one of the challenges facing doctors is educating patients about procedures that are necessary and effective and have the best outcomes. He says 20% of our current health care is unnecessary, ineffective, or unsafe. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.